I can. Don't be a smartass. I hit the record button.
It's just easier if we record it.
Yeah, well, yeah, if we're going to record. Yeah. And we say some of the best stuff when we're not recording.
Right.
And you know what? I think she's still there. I've got a longtime friend with me. Used to be actually my hygienist, too, but we have a little bit of history. Ginger, are you there?
I'm right here, my friend. We have a good history, don't we, David?
We do. We do. We really do. And, you know, it bummed me out when you moved away, but I'm so glad that we've kind of reconnected. And I know you're happy where you're at. So that's all that's important to me.
And that's just always been you, right? Your heart is so big. And, you know, you just want everybody to succeed and excel and have a great life. And my husband and I moved from Farmington, New Mexico to Salem, Oregon about 4 years ago. And we've got a great life here. So it's great to stay in touch with you and see all the success you're having.
Well, I tell you, I really, when I saw your page about the candles, I thought, you know what? We need Ken and I need a product. We've got a couple of things. We've talked about testicle keychains because it's a male show.
Right.
But then right. Years ago I bought a candle. So when I was living in Texas, I bought this candle. It was called a male candle, and it was male scented. And so I know You make candles, and we're going to talk about that. Your company's name is Grand Pacific Lux. Is that right? Am I pronouncing that right?
You are. It's Grand Pacific Lux. It's a luxury candle, so it's better than the rest.
Yes, most definitely. and Ginger, you're listening, and Ken is here too. I'm sorry we're not face-to-face, but Ken's sitting right here looking
yeah.
pretty.
Where in Oregon are you?
Yeah, we're in Salem, Oregon, so the state capital.
Okay.
We're in the Willamette Valley, known for our grapes and our vineyards, about an hour from the coast, where we're known for the beautiful Pacific coast and some lovely beaches.
Very cool.
You know, I traveled up there when I was in contract sales for we were calling on a client. Their main office was somewhere up there, either in Washington State or... Because Washington State, on the coast there, the two cities that are close in Washington and Oregon, right?
Yeah, correct.
So anyway, we traveled. It's my first time up there, and I loved that whole coastline. As a matter of fact, before my little brother died, that's where he was moving, was up that way.
It's a beautiful place. So many people have memories growing up here and traveling with families. So we get a lot of families coming through the area just for vacation time. And then when they can retire and slow down, they all come back.
Well, here's the deals. I know you started doing these candles, and there's a special thing about these candles. And we're going to go a little bit more into detail about that here in just a second. But I thought, why not get a male candle? I mean, a male scented candle that is strictly male. And so I challenged you, and man, you sent me, well, Ken was looking them over. Some of them the names on them are so funny. I love some of them. I think this is a library. Is it?
What's MM Library?
Yeah, MM Library.
So MM Library is the magical library, and it's just to, it's kind of the scent of books and magic. And if you're in a library and you just have that nostalgic, right? Are you smoking a cigar and you're sitting in there and you're having your nice little scotch and you're reading an old book and you're just in this beautiful, magical library? So that's kind of where that came from.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Man, not the scotch. Well, I do drink scotch, but everything else I could do without a problem. And then the desk. Now, these ones that are in the little tins that are just the smell ones, these are the ones that you have put together for what I want to do as a male scent, right?
Yeah. So what I did was you asked me to give you a male scent that can be your candle. And so I wanted to give you some options to choose from. And candle makers are known as chandlers. So I'm a chandler.
A chandler.
And, a chandler.
And there are a chandler and I'm an artisan.
Show.
I know, like, we could talk about this for days. People really probably don't care. Making candles is a huge science, and every different fragrance you use, it may take a different fragrance load, a percentage, a type of wick that we use, the size of jar. Everything just varies from candle to candle. And so I wanted to give you something that could be yours. And so when I made those in the small tins, I thought I was being really small because I was mailing these coconut wax candles from Oregon down to New Mexico. And I thought, well, if I do smaller, it might be easier to give them a bunch. And what I learned was every candle has to be tested. And I did not test the small ones in those small tins. So I chandler mistake number one that every new chandler makes, and I'm not a new chandler, so I should have known. But you always test it. I did not test those first. I happened to have one at home, and I was burning it, and there was zero fragrance when I lit it. So, you know, you go to the store, you smell a candle, it smells great. You get it home, you light it, and there's nothing. And you're like, this is a waste of my money. Exactly. That is not my goal. And that's what was happening. So what that means is I failed, and totally my fault. And so I didn't use the appropriate wick size, and I should have tested. So a different wick size would have been needed for each of those. So what I did on those was I pulled the wick out, and I sent you the wax with the fragrance load in it. So you could only smell it what we call cold without it being burned. And if one of those is the one you love, I will turn that into one with an appropriate wick size. I just, for time's sake, didn't have time to test them all. The other ones that I sent to you that already have wicks could be ones that you select as well. I just happened to have had those made and poured appropriately, so I knew that you would get a good fragrance when you actually light those.
Well, I haven't lit any of them. I was kind of waiting, and I don't think they're going to let us light them here in Traeger's where we record. But I will tell you this. When I first opened them, when you sent them, because I've had them now over a week, almost 2 weeks, I guess, now. And when I first opened them, I thought you were right. And you had forewarned me that the fragrance, they had need to set for a little bit. And
yeah.
And so opening them now, I mean, they are very fragrant. And so we've got a little cup of grounds here that we're smelling in between. Yeah. That we're smelling.
I love it.
Yeah, in between. But you know, all of these, I'm going to tell you right now. I've
been spitting in a bucket. Is that how it works?
Whatever you need to do, my friend.
Well, listen, we'll talk more about the fragrant, and then Ken and I will try to decide which one. Because I noticed there's one here called Burp. There's a Reserve Bourbon, and then there's is that? A Cafe? What is this one? This is 50-50.
So it's a combination. So on some of them, I took several fragrance oils and mixed them to give you something a little more unique. Fragrance oils, I use non-toxic. So there's no carcinogens, no phthalates, nothing that's going to be cancer causing. I use all of my candles are made of a coconut wax base because it's clean, it's renewable, it's sustainable. It's a healthy, eco-friendly type of wax to use. And it burns more slowly than paraffin wax or soy wax, what lasts a little bit longer. I started making candles. I'm a real estate agent up here in Oregon, and I was making candles as gifts. And I know some people are a little quirky and don't like candles because they're afraid that they're toxic or they can cause cancer. So I wanted to make the cleanest, most healthy candle I could. And it took me about a year of testing to dial it in and figure out what I was doing and a lot of education. And so I ended up making these as gifts. And then people were saying, where can I buy these? Where can I buy these? Thus turned into a business. But because I was making them as gifts, I was using the nicest, cleanest product available, which happens to be a coconut wax. And it's the most expensive wax to work with and to use. So, you know, of course, that's how my life goes. But people love them, and they're nice and clean. I use clean fragrance oils. So the oils that are made, they are synthetic. So they're made in a laboratory. But they all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. And so when I take those, some of them are already made. So let's just say I buy eucalyptus. It already smells like eucalyptus. Let's say I buy, what was that one? It was a bourbon or a bourbon reserve. I may have taken that and mixed two or three together to create that one. So if I gave you one that said 50-50 on it, it means I took several different clean oils, mixed them together to a specific fragrance to give you something that would be unique and only yours.
All right. So even the big ones then are ones where they're not ones that you carry on your website. And we're going to talk about your website here in a second as well, but.
Sure. They're not on the website currently. Some of those I do a Saturday market here in Salem once a month. So I have a lot on hand more than they're on the website. The website, I don't have enough time to manage a website. So the website is lacking what the inventory actually is. So if you were here in Salem, you would be doing this live from the Saturday market, and we would be pulling people as they walk by, and they fall in love with all the millions of fragrances I have. But so they are not on the website, no, but they are candles that I have made and sold locally.
Okay.
Okay, first, you just need to give me your website, because I do that. Second, so what you're saying
that's what Kim does.
Exactly.
That's what I do for a living. But second, what you're saying is I can't just melt down a bunch of crayons and toss some cologne in there along with a boot lace and make a candle? Is that what you're saying?
You joke, but I tried that one time when my kids were little. I thought I was going to be such a cool mom. And we were going to do a science project, and it's BS. It doesn't work. So if you want a clean, beautiful candle that's actually going to work, my goal was a candle that would smell great cold when you take the lid off all the way to the bottom of the burning. And so I wanted something that was going to be good and was going to be healthy. So no, let's not melt down the crayon wax.
Well, okay.
My problem is, have you found a favorite in there? I mean, I like them
so,
all.
So here's the thing. I have all kinds of thoughts here. One, there's a cedar musk and lavender, and right next to it is a Northwest Hiker. I don't know what Northwest Hiker means, but to me, it would smell like cedar musk and lavender.
You know what? Aren't you a smarty pants? Right? Some of them I just tried to come up with names as I was throwing them in the box for you.
I'm just a smartass. You know, it's just, please forgive me.
You're forgiven. You should see the names of candles. I have a candle named after each of my grandkids, and so I've got some weird names out there.
I love the name Gunpowder. I think Desperado matches me as a personality while I'm drawn to David Stollett.
It's somewhere. Fresh cut grass.
Reserve bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I drink.
Yeah.
So there's that. So I'm drawn to reserve bourbon, but Desperado fits my personality. But Open Range smells really spicy, and I like that.
Yeah. I tried to send quite a variety. And again, we can mix and match and create something new, and I can pour different things together. Hey, I really like this one, but I'd like it like this, and you know, we can kind of blend and create, because you know, this is something for you guys, and this is what I do. I'm a candle maker, because I'm a candle snob, and I love them, and I love nice, healthy, clean candles, and I wanted them to be gifts for people, and that turned into something that other people like, and so I love sharing that, and I actually have people who buy them from me, and we do custom labels as gifts. So I say welcome home and put the new address on it, and other realtors buy them from me. I have a little boutique here in town that we made one that's just for her, and so we don't sell that fragrance anywhere else, only at her boutique, and so I want that for you guys, so we can mix and match and make what you want.
Oh, here's the problem, and I'm afraid the feminine side in me is coming out, because
I love it.
Yeah, I can't decide. You know, it's really tough. So listen, we have to take a little bit of a break, and Ken may have some more questions, so we're going to take a break, and if you can just hang on with us a little while longer, we'd like to keep you at least for part of the other segment, make sure we get all your information out, and then I'll let you go get back to work.
You got it.
All right, hold on for me.
Don't touch that dial, or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
It's Grand Pacific Luxe. It's a luxury candle.
Grand Pacific Luxe with an E.
It's luxury, right? And GP Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. And GP are my initials, Ginger Page. I use lean fragrance oils. So the oils that are made all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. Grand Pacific Luxe, LUXE.com. And that should take you to my Shopify page, so that's what my webpage is.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
We want to know what... I kind of like this one. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not trying to be sexist, but Ken and I are going to be like a couple of old women with these. I can tell you already, there's going to be a fight over which scent we decide to choose.
I love it. There's nothing sexist about that. I love it.
It's Desperado.
Yeah. He likes Desperado, and I'm kind of like a reserve bourbon guy. I mean,
well, I'm cool with that name, actually. And I like the smell.
Okay, well, we're halfway there. Here's my question. What is this H-A-O-N?
Yeah, okay, so that's a really cool one. And we were laughing earlier about the names and what they smell like versus what the name is. And I said I had some crazy named candles based on my grandkids. I have a grandson named Noah. And H-A-O-N is Noah's spelled backwards.
That's nice. So cool.
Yeah, so it's a really cool. His father is a musician and, you know, has played in a lot of bars. And to me, it smells like a bar. And it's probably not appropriate for a first grader. So maybe the new candle name for him. But it smells like a jazz bar to me. And, you know, like neroli and rum and tobacco and just a really sexy, like clean and masculine fragrance that smells like you're at a really cool, classy bar. And I did that in honor of his father, but again, he's a child, so I should probably come up with something different. So I sent that to you because I thought it was a very manly one,
but
named after my grandson.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a fight between us trying to figure this out. We're going to, and I think I said it earlier, and I'm not trying to sound sexist, but we're going to be like a couple old women over these things.
I love it. And so my suggestion, when you're trying to narrow it down, I have a few suggestions in life when it comes to candles and it comes to people buying candles for someone else's gifts. But for you to kind of decide what you like, all of the other candles besides those few in the silver tins where I made the mistake and didn't have them wicked correctly so you weren't going to get a good fragrance, the other ones you can burn. So I would recommend burning those in different rooms so they're not all together and smelling them and walking in and walking out and seeing what you notice.
Idea. Yeah. And
just kind of let them set a while. You don't have to make a decision with candle wax, which is what I use. I'm coconut wax, excuse me, because it's clean and healthy. It does take 2 weeks to make one candle. So every candle I make is hand poured by me, my little candle shop that my husband built for me at our house. And when I pour it and I make it, I do it in small batches. So maybe 8 or 12 at a time. And I hand pour them and I design each of them individually. And it takes about 2 weeks with coconut wax. And that's what I had told you that you referred to earlier. It takes a little while for that fragrance to blend with the candle because it's not a solid and it's not a liquid. It's kind of in that neutral middle state as a candle because once you light it, it liquefies, right? But when it's cold and hard, it's solid. So it takes about 2 weeks for that to solidify. So you guys just smell them for a while. And when you decide on the one you love, you know, it'll take me a couple weeks to get it ready to roll for you, but you've got some time. I recommend burning it, walking around, seeing what you think.
We can definitely offer it on the website ahead of time too. So when we decide, here's the deals. I think what I'll do is I'm going to take the one that I like the best that we can burn. The one that Ken likes the best is we cannot burn. It's just in the.
I know, my mistake. Sorry, Ken.
That's okay. That's the one we're doing anyway. So.
He's a bastard stepchild, anyways.
So he's used to that. He's used to getting stepped over. I
gotcha. I stepped on one of the other.
True.
Well, listen, Ginger, I can't thank you enough. We're excited about doing this, and we'll make a decision and get that to you. And once the decision is made, then we will we'll get it up, offered up on our website and for pre-orders and that kind of stuff, and see if we can't play around with it just a little bit.
I love that. And I love your support of my business and, you know, just recommending me and talking about it. And in turn, I want to give you something lovely that you're proud of, right? Your name goes on it too, not just mine. So I want it to be something you guys love and share with others. And I hope people jump in and buy it and just realize how much joy a candle can bring. You know, when you're a kid or even as an adult, when you travel, whether it's for vacation or to visit family, some of the best memories come with food and fragrance, right? What did it smell like? What did that taste like when you had that ice cream? What did it smell like when you were at the ocean? Smells really bring back great memories. And so I want to give a fragrance, an aroma, a smell that gives people great memories of you guys and listening to you and just have that manly scent you're wanting.
Wow. So a lot of people are trying to forget listening to us, but... we'd like to hire you to do sales for us. I'm going to tell you.
I love it. I'll put that as my fourth job.
Yeah, you need another job. Listen,
I do.
Your husband's name's Terry, right?
It is.
All right. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give Terry a big hug from Ken and I for being the guinea pig and smelling all these before you sent them to us.
He doesn't give two shits about candles. I'll tell you that. he is my biggest supporter. I hope you might have to bleep that out. He is my biggest supporter. And he has built me this beautiful candle room. Like, I'm super blessed and my life is wonderful, but he really could care less. And I'm for a year, I would come in and say, what about this one? What about this one? What about this one? He's like, it's a candle. Like, it's a smell. And I said, this is going to David and it needs to be manly. And so he really did. And we had a little can of coffee beans and he would smell in between, you know, the cleanse the palate type thing. And he did kind of do it a taste tester or a taste smeller for you before he went out. Yeah. So, he did that for you for sure.
That is awesome. I can relate to this guy. I would support my girlfriend actually at this point. Mm-hmm. I would support her in anything that she wants to do, and I do. But there are a lot of things that she's like, "Ooh, babe," and I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. I don't care. Exactly. Whatever, I do what you want to do."
And we do love being supported. Just so you know, the support is huge. But yeah, he did go the extra mile for you guys because he knew we were throwing him in the mail, and so. They did pass his little sniff test. So
cool.
Enjoy, you guys. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to work with you.
Hey, I don't know. I've never met you. David has.
She's had her hand in my mouth.
I can. That's awesome.
Many times.
So, based on your voice, I'm gonna guess that you're 23. So I don't know. I don't know how old you are, but your name, I've only known of a couple of gingers. And so I just came across something recently that maybe you can take away. The older the ginger, the hotter the spice.
Ooh, I receive. I receive that.
Right? Carry that with you.
I'm going to take it. This ginger turns 50 in November, so I'm almost at half a century. And so, yeah, I'm a bit spicy.
Nice.
I've seen recent pictures of you via Facebook, obviously, but you don't look.
Right.
There ain't no way you're 50, Ginger. No way.
See, I love you, David. I always have. And it's just those sweet little talking that you keep doing. It keeps me coming back. So, thank you, sir. Thank you.
He's been on a couple of my radio shows, obviously.
It's fun. It's fun.
All right, we're going to fight over these like a couple of old farts sitting in. But, you know, I've liked candles all my life. And when I was a young stud muffin, newly divorced, it was the best way to keep my house from smelling like dirty underwear and sweat socks. So
that's true. That's true. Every parent of teenage boys knows you need something in your house to smell not like teenage boys. We've all been there. And for me, it was candles. I also make room sprays for people who don't want a wick and wax tarts that get plugged into a plug-in so there's no flame as well. So I do try to meet everybody.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's plug your webpage. Tell everybody your webpage.
Yeah, it is Grand Pacific Lux, LUXE, .com. And that should take you to my Shopify page. So that's what my webpage is. Ken, you're going to have to fix that.
GrandPacificLux.com. Soon to be under the management of Ken Collins Marketing.
Touche. Touche. Grand Pacific Lux with an E.
Lux with an E.
I did that because it's luxury, right? I just wanted to have a different vibe and a different feel. And GP, Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
And GP are my initials, Ginger Page.
Oh nice. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
A really badass though that has a GP, and then there's a mountain and a fir tree and the ocean waves. So it all comes together full circle.
You are branding it, girl.
Doing my can.
Nice.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time because I know we tried to do it last Thursday, but you had some showings that you had to do, and I really appreciate you taking time today.
Yeah, I actually have a lender calling me right now. So as soon as we hang up, I'm going to get back to work. But thank you, guys. Ken's so nice chatting with you. David,
you
big
too.
Hugs to you.
You too.
And let me know how I can help you guys, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ginger.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Ginger.
You're welcome. Take care.
Isn't she a sweetheart?
She is. Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm thinking of the lighted ones. I know you like the bourbon, right?
I like the name of Reserve Bourbon. But I like Desperado. I like the smell of that. And I kind of like the idea of the name.
Of the name?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, because we're desperados, right?
Right.
I don't know. I might be able to live with that, but I want to burn some of these others. I want to burn that Northern Hiker, and I want to try the Cedar Lavender, too. I mean,
actually, this spiciness of this Open Range, I don't know. I just kind of like that for some reason.
Yeah, I like that, too.
But
this is going to be tough.
It's not necessarily like solely a man scent, you know?
The Open Range?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and I'm looking for something.
So while I really like it, I don't know. I'm leaning towards Desperado.
Okay.
That's really the one. I love the name Gunpowder, but I think I like the smell of Desperado better.
It's too bad we can't burn these.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. That's just kind of cool and smells like a nice, subtle men's cologne.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, something subtle to make the house smell nice, cover up the smell of sweat socks, that kind of thing. All right, well, listen, we got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll I don't know what we're going to talk about. Ginger's gone. I don't know what we're going to do now. We're just going to sit here.
We're lost. We're lost without Ginger. Right. Ginger, right. Come back.
I believe I can't play the right commercial.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening at Encore Coffee Shop?
So, first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley, and they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, a serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
InterWest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far, but you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com!
There, see, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
I don't know, kid. This is going to be tough. And now we have like 11 minutes left and nothing to talk about.
Oh, what do you want to do? You just sit and drink? Stare at each other?
I don't know how well.
Go get us a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't mention that again. Once again, like always, we're at Traeger's.
We started out. Or I did starting out.
Did you?
Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention.
You were too enamored by Ginger, weren't you?
I was. Yeah. Ginger's badass.
She is. But yeah, we are at Traeger's. The Dog House is open. That's DAWG.
Dog
House is open as well. And yeah, they have really good dogs.
They do.
And I'm having another Bloody
They're
Mary.
Such
this
good
week.
Dogs.
I've been on a Bloody Mary kick. I wasn't going to get a Bloody Mary. Matter of fact, I wasn't going to get anything to drink. I was just going to drink water.
That's what I do.
But
I influence people to drink.
Yeah,
or I cause them to. I don't know if it's influence or cause, but people end up drinking because of me.
I should talk to some of your exes, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they heavy drinkers?
No, they're medicated.
Well.
Alcohol doesn't cut it.
At least I haven't got. Hey, Travis, come here, man. Sit down right here. I want to know, let's see, hold on, let me turn you on.
Are you still on the phone with that other person?
No, we're gone. Oh. You want to smell some candles?
Yeah. Smell some candles.
I want the gunpowder and the Open Range.
Tell
okay,
us.
Okay, there you
I
go.
I saw those.
Tell me what you think about that one.
I'm going to smell Desperado. That's my life. Oh, wait, it's desperate. Ooh, I like that.
Right?
Gunpowder's good. It's almost vanilla-y, though.
No crap putting in a ringer. Did he text you that beforehand?
No,
I saw you go over and talk. I saw you going over there talking to him.
This one's.
You tell him come pick the Desperado if I ask, or what?
Which one is that one?
That's open range.
Oh, that's
range.
Open range. Spicy, open range. Huh?
It smells kind of like fresh cut grass.
Here, give me
oh,
that.
No, wait. This is
we
fresh cut grass.
Give me that. Clean your sniffer with that.
Yeah.
Clean my sniffer.
Yeah, you just rub that inside of your nose.
Yeah. Snort it.
It's coffee grounds.
Coffee, huh? Is that what that is? Coffee?
It yeah. is coffee grounds.
It is coffee grounds?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. What's the name of it?
Is that Desperado?
Desperado.
That's the one he likes.
It is.
Yeah, that's the one he
likes. It's kind of like a subtle men's cologne.
Yeah.
I can't pinpoint it.
It's kind of like...
I like it.
I don't know if I should say this. It's kind of like...
You can say whatever you want, man.
Say it. It's kind of like sex. Like
maybe that's why I like it so much.
It's like...
Okay, that did it.
That did it. That's so the one.
Maybe we should... Why don't you run it over there to Jerry and ask her what she thinks of it?
Ooh, yeah. Does it make you think of anything?
Now that's fresh cut grass. You wouldn't know what fresh cut grass smells like, would you?
Yeah.
Have you ever pushed a mower in your life?
I cut the crap out of a lot of grass every week.
I kind of like open range one's pretty good.
I know, I like the spiciness. I like the spiciness of
it. It's almost sagey, like sagebrush.
A little bit. There's something
like
in there.
Like you're walking through a a sagebrush
it's just
field.
I don't know, like while I really like the smell of that one, probably that's my favorite. I don't know if that's like the man scent.
Yeah, we want something that says
it's manly.
Man. No. When you light
nothing
it, you
like
man.
Nothing like lavender and seagrass. I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah.
I got those and clean
I
sheets.
I contend that these are the same thing. I say that Northwest Hiker smells like cedar musk and lavender.
Hey, North, have you smelt many Northwest Hikers?
Yeah, sniff them all the time. Yeah. Come here, dude. Raise your arm.
I didn't realize this was going to be so much fun, actually.
Right?
Let's see, what is
more
fun
than I
thought. No,
a couple of dudes in a bar sniffing candles. I mean, what's abnormal about that?
Do you really smell that? Change the coffee with the...
I have never done that.
I'm doing it.
I just keep spitting the bucket.
It's, it's supposed to help you clean your nose, nostrils, whatever.
What is that? Cedar what?
Cedar...
Something.
Musk and lavender.
Oh, musk and lavender.
Yeah. Same thing as Northwest Hiker.
There's definitely lavender in the Northwest Hiker.
You think?
There I'm
is,
telling
yeah,
you.
There is.
I
like lavender smells.
Oh, okay.
I do too. I'm the manly man with lavender. I got two lavender candles in my house. I dated a girl that lavender candles gave her nightmares, so I had to not burn those when I was trying to get...
Gave her nightmares?
Yeah,
wow.
Frisky.
Oh. I'm an evil person.
Women think of us.
I just got all excited about the prospect of that. Like, that would be a toy for me. Good night, sweetie. Talk to you in the morning.
I made that mistake and did that one night. And like before she showed up, lit one in the bathroom just to kind of set the mood.
Set the mood, yeah.
And she's like, is that lavender? I'm like, yeah. She's like, that's not good. I'm like, why? She goes,
yeah, it is.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
That's okay.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Why? What's the point?
I would think she'd be having nightmares if she was sleeping with you anyway.
No, I'm good to sleep with. Reserve bourbon.
You're not good to sleep with. You snore a lot. Like, a lot, a lot.
TMI.
I'm not sure you should be admitting that.
Hey, I've never had sex with
that's
you.
The kettle
so I don't know about
pot
that
black.
One. But sleeping in the same room.
You kept me up all night in that damn
no, the room. 1 hour that I finally fell asleep and snored.
After that, we had to have separate rooms. Yeah. We never stayed in the same room again that rest of that weekend.
Oh, my God.
Reserve bourbon's pretty good, too.
I know. I like the name, actually, more than I like the smell. I like the smell okay, but I like Desperado better.
Desperado's a good drink. I like gunpowder. If I was to...
It was cool. I just...
But you're a hunter, too, aren't
yes.
you? Yeah, so...
Yeah, it doesn't smell like my arrows, though. It
doesn't smell like dead deer. It doesn't.
No.
Just go sniff the front of my Toyota.
What smells like your arrows?
You hit one recently, right?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah,
you did.
That's a bad day. Was it going to work?
Yeah, it's going. Yeah. It was about 4:30 in the morning.
Where'd you hit that?
I was about 20 miles south of Durango.
Up on 550 or?
Yeah.
Were you down?
Yeah, no, I do 550. Yeah, it was, yeah.
How far off the road did you have to go to get him?
To get him? Listen, I would not have.
Was it a male buck?
Or
a doe?
It was a doe.
Oh, good.
But she was big. I mean, she was her back was even with the top of my draft. Yeah.
That's good meat. That's good meat. Those are good meat. I should probably say that.
You know, what I should have done, if I had the strength, I'd have thrown it in the back of my car.
Taking it on with
you. Yeah, taking it with me. And by the time I got back around, it was long gone.
It's a strap up to the hood.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hit one on Browning Park.
What were you driving?
My new Rav.
I think that may have been, if you would have done that, would have been the first time a deer would have ever been strapped to the hood of a Rav.
Probably so.
No?
You're not from the South.
Yeah.
They put it on
I lived in the South.
Lots of everything on the South.
They don't own Ravs.
They might. You don't know some of them hunter boys.
They put it on the top of a
they might have been in their woman's ride and got it.
Royal or something.
We hit a deer, let's throw that on the hood.
Yeah. Maybe if they were in their wife's ride. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. No, it was an idea. You know, I've driven that road, I don't know, thousands of times in my life since I've lived here. Never, in all times of day and night. I mean, you know, back and forth to Durango, we partied all the freaking time. When we were 18, it was the only place we could drink, right? Legally.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Never hit a deer. Swerved, missed a couple. This one just, I told the insurance agent, I was like, it came out of nowhere. I swear to God, everybody tells you that, but I think I swear to you, came out of nowhere.
Jumped straight off the edge, yeah. I drove, one night, we drove up to Durango. I missed two going to Durango, missed two leaving Colorado, and hit one just outside of Aztec. And it totaled the side of my truck. It was $6,000 worth of damage on my bed. It tore I had a flare side Chevy, 99 Chevy, Silverado flare side. Ripped the whole fender, side well, everything out. It went through the axle, the drive shaft, the tire, rolled around the tire, ripped everything out, tore the tailgate off. It was a bad day.
Well, you know, I am very cognizant of that. I mean, I watch for them all the time. But what had happened to me was a made semi coming towards me. Brights were on. And I was flipping my finger, but he couldn't see that. So I was flashing my lights at him, trying to get him to turn those damn things down. And I was looking this way towards him. There was a vehicle in front of me. So the thing that saved me the most was my cruise control was slowing me down because that vehicle was doing 35 or something. So it was shutting me down to begin with. And when I looked back around, it was right there. And then one hop, I mean, I hit it broadside perfectly right across the front of my vehicle. Right, perfect. The whole thing, got it. Lock, stock, and barrel. Yeah, wasn't a pleasant experience.
My first one was on Browning Parkway. My daughter yelled, "That's a deer." And
late.
Then I hit it.
Yes, and deer is.
And she was in the back seat of the truck.
Were you not paying attention or what?
No, I was talking to the wife, so of course I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
I have never hit a deer.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, well,
you almost got one going to
this guy's
South Carolina.
Convinced that I can't see. But I have never, ever hit a deer. Ever. Ever
that,
in my life.
That whitetail outside of...
He was just standing on the side of the road. He wasn't in the road.
He was on the road.
He was on the side.
You went to the center line.
No,
yes, you did. You swerved. That's a deer. That's a deer. We're going to die. You can't see at night. We're going to die. I never let him drive at night after that. He was doing 35 and a 45.
We are done.
We're done, man.
Yeah,
nice. Stick a fork in us.
The party is over.
I'm glad you came over to sniffer our
candles. So what's your vote?
I'm going to go with Desperado, Open Range, then Gunpowder. But I also like...
All right, well,
one, two, three.
I'm going to revisit.
I like the lavender. That's my... I'm a lavender guy, though. That's unfortunate
I don't know if I smell that.
I didn't smell all of them. What is this?
It smells like a Northwest Hiker.
50%
color. It smells like a Northwest. I kind of like this one.
This one's kind of...
Yeah, I kind of like that one. Matter of fact,
this smells like cologne.
It smells like Ginger Sun.
Who's Sun?
Ginger.
The lady that makes the candles.
I'm not sure why you should be talking. Hang on.
I think it's her grandson, it's, not her son. It's
Noah,
her grandson.
Noah backwards.
Yeah, but how do you say
she doesn't
it
have
forward
grandchildren.
Yeah.
She's 23.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Oh, okay.
I don't like little boys, evidently. End on that note.
All right, gentlemen, yeah, we're done. Thank you. Thank you, Travis. So you're the final word there, Ken.
Final word?
Yeah.
Word.
Word. And I'm going to add turd to that. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye.